I took the stairs down to the lobby, speeding up as I went. The two police officers were standing rather too close together, with their caps in their hands and their big sensible leather shoes on my black marble. The young one was blushing horribly. "I'm so sorry," I said. I glared at the receptionist, and she grinned back at me from beneath her perfect blonde side part.
"Sarah O'Rourke?"
"Summers."
"Excuse me, madam."
"Sarah Summers is my professional name." The older policeman looked at me with no expression.
"This is a personal matter, Mrs. O'Rourke. Is there somewhere we can go?"
I walked them up to the boardroom on the first floor. Tones of pink and violet, long glass table, more neon. "Can I get you a coffee or tea? I mean, I can't absolutely guarantee it'll come out as coffee or tea. Our machine is a bit..."
"Perhaps you'd better sit down, Mrs. O'Rourke."
The officer's face glowed unnaturally in the pinkish light. They looked like black and white movie men, coloured in by a computer. One older, the one with the bald patch, maybe 45. The younger one with the blonde cropped hair, maybe 22 or 24. Nice lips, quite full, and rather juicy looking. He wasn't beautiful, but I was transfixed by the way he stood and cast his eyes down deferentially when he spoke. And of course, there's always something about a uniform. You wonder if the protocol will peel off with the jacket, I suppose. The two of them placed their uniform caps on the purple smoked glass. They rotated the caps with their clean white fingers. Both of them stopped at exactly the same moment, as if some critical angle they had practiced in basic training had precisely been attained. They stared at me. My mobile chimed brashly on the glass desktop, a text message arriving. I smiled. That would be Andrew.
"I've got some bad news for you, Mrs. O'Rourke," said the older officer.
"What do you mean?" It came out more aggressive than I intended. The policemen stared at their caps on the table. I needed to look at the text message that had just arrived. As I reached out my hand to pick up the phone, I saw the two of them staring at the stump of my missing finger. "Oh, this. I lost it on holiday. On a beach, actually." The two policemen looked at each other. They turned back to me. The older one spoke. His voice was suddenly hoarse.